BBC London 94.9 ahead of Ray Khan. But right now, let's do technology, shall we? Because I'm really glad to say Phil Dave, who's our personal technology expert here at BBC London 94.9, has stayed up late or got up early to come in to talk to us about summer. And there has been a lot happening, hasn't there? Since you've been here last, there has been a lot happening, hasn't there?
There has indeed, Eddie. First and foremost, good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good evening, good morning, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are listening. Right, yes, right. There has been rather a lot happening in the world of technology.
Right, we get onto iPhone and size and all of that soon. If you have a question, a simple question to ask, then surely we'll take that. Something to do with your phone, your computer, how do you do this, whatever. We'll take those questions and see if we can help you out. The number 020-722-42000. You can, of course, text 81333, starting your message with the word London. Emails, of course, as always, eddie.nestor@bbc.co.uk. So, on the agenda tonight, we start with O2, because O2 have been having some terrible, terrible problems. They've crashed again. Is that the right way to describe what is happening to O2, Phil?
Sadly, it's a beautiful description, Ed. Yes, for the second time this year, O2 has had network problems today. Well, today being Friday, I should say. But it would appear that panic over, they are fixed.
There was what happens then?
I knew you were going to ask this. And unfortunately, I'm not entirely sure that I nor any technician other than those within the confinements of the O2 network actually know the answer to this, because they're being quite secretive about it once more. And so we don't know for definite what happened. All we know is that slightly smaller scale, 10% of O2 customers were experiencing some rather frustrating problems where they couldn't make phone calls or receive phone calls. And so, in essence, their mobiles just resembled a rather attractive paperweight. I know our very own Hayley had similar problems earlier on today, so she was quite relieved that we were going to be talking about this morning. But it's all over now, I'm pleased to say.
Well, it's all over. It's a good thing, because apparently we wouldn't have been able to fix it. Since you were last here, it's become everyone everywhere. This is two big operators who have joined up to increase bandwidth.
Indeed. Well, let us focus on T-Mobile and Orange for a second, if we may, because they are the ones who are to become Everything Everywhere, or EE, as it will be displayed on your mobile phones.
Oh dear.
Yes, that is what it will be known as. So that is happening, well, already, really. We're in the process of seeing Everything Everywhere creep into our day-to-day lives. So those of you who might be running iOS 6, that's the latest Apple operating system.
I've just downloaded it onto my iPad.
And how do you find it?
Well, fine. It works quicker.
It's not bad. I'm quite happy personally with iOS 6.
But you sound like
we
some
might
are not.
Be
yes.
going on to that
yes.
in just a
yes,
moment.
So we'll
I
talk
feel.
About that later. And yes,
but Everything Everywhere is creeping in. Indeed, it is. We've got customers who are now on iOS 6 and on the iPhone 5 that consequently has iOS 6 as well. They will notice that if they're T-Mobile or Orange, they will indeed display EE. Everyone else will just gradually creep in, and towards the start of next year, we should have everyone on EE.
Well,
Everything Everywhere.
But just help me with this. Certainly, because since the last time you were here, the fact that they have come together has prompted, I suppose, increased action so far as the 4G is concerned, because they have the technology to bring it in now. We won't talk about it now. We'll talk about it in the future. But will 4G be a good thing, and will it be something that we all want?
Well, I suppose we'll want it just because it's at our disposal. But I don't think really that we do too badly with 3G, because 3G is fast enough. I mean, if you're going to start downloading applications and other bits and pieces when you're on the move and doing it through data of a network provider, well, then that could get quite expensive. So you don't really want to do that. You're better off waiting until you're connected to a wireless network
yes.
to do things with applications and large downloads. So if you wanted to spend the money going through your network to do that, then yes, 4G is definitely a plus point. But as far as browsing the internet's concerned, I don't know about you. I don't have a problem with 3G. I'm quite content, really.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Phil, about these mobile things and technology as it is you almost don't know. I didn't know I needed a mobile phone until a mobile phone became available. Now, you know, when I speak to people, they think, well, how did you survive without a mobile? I think we've got a couple here, haven't we, at BBC London 94.9. Danny hasn't got a mobile.
Danny nor Robert.
And Robert Elves doesn't have a mobile either. And you think, how did they do it?
Well, I must be honest, when I first heard that they didn't have a mobile phone, I thought, well, I certainly thought Candyman was joking, but he's not.
He's not, no.
He's not joking, and neither is Robert, that neither of them actually have a mobile phone. And I just remember my jaw being down to the floor, thinking, wow, how have you actually got past in this day and age without a mobile? Because it's everywhere.
Luddites, yeah. Even my mum, who's 70-odd and can't operate the washing machine, nor does she prefer, and I think this is pretending, actually says she can't operate the DVD player, but she has a mobile phone. I don't think she can send a text, but she certainly got the mobile phone. Now let's talk about a mugger nabbed after being traced by iPhone. This is this tracker technology. I've just put it on mine. Explain to everybody what it is.
Well, if you have got a smartphone, the likelihood is that you'll have GPS within that smartphone. And as a result of it, if you were to be a little bit careless and to lose your phone, you can use a Find My Phone application. That's the one from Apple. And Samsung certainly have similar, or Android, I should say, sorry, has similar software where you can actually track your phone to see where it is, what you've done with it. Now, obviously, this is not brilliant if you've just lost it around the house. It can't say, oh, yes, it's in the kitchen in the top drawer. It's not going to help you to that degree just yet. But it will certainly help you in terms of if you've left it maybe in a shop, or if you've left it at a friend's house, family, wherever. Now, this particular mugger didn't bargain on the fact that this phone that he stole has indeed got the Find My Phone application installed on it. So when he ran off with it, and the person whose phone it was just simply tapped in Find My Phone online, they managed to find him and the police arrested him.
Fantastic.
Which I personally think is wonderful. I'm sorry to say it, you know, but I actually genuinely do believe that if we used this kind of technology on a more day-to-day basis and actually welcomed it into our lives, then on a more serious note, we actually could potentially find ourselves with less missing people. And also, I think that it would give parents peace of mind knowing where their children are.
Yeah, but it's more fun to find a tow rags with nicked your phone, isn't it?
there's definitely that as the fun side.
Just, I don't know if it's ever happened to you or somebody's stolen yours, but isn't it just one of the most incapacitating things of all? Somebody's nicked my mobile.
I did have that happen to me once about 5 or 6 years ago. I was mugged for 2 mobile phones, not one but 2, when I thought I was being really trendy and I had 2 mobile phones. And consequently, this particular individual thought it would be a great little freebie for him.
To relieve you of them.
Yes.
Make your life easier.
And it really did feel like my arm was cut off. I actually had to go and use a payphone, which I'd have forgotten existed.
I went into one of those the other day, and I just I don't know how we used to use it, because I just spent my whole time cleaning the handset.
I was just going to say,
put that thing against my face. And we used to use those all the time. And the other thing is, you know, and this is a bad thing about mobile phones. I remember when I was growing up, which not that long ago now, because I'm only 30, I could remember everybody's mobile number. I had phone number, because there weren't mobiles at that time. I remembered everybody's number, remembered it by heart. Now, I don't remember anybody's number.
Well, I think it's important to point out, don't forget that technically, I'm not suggesting you're this old, Ed, but phone numbers are longer nowadays to accommodate more of them. Do not forget that, because gone are the days of 01 and...
Well, it's 0207, yes, Phil, so it's hardly, you know, or 0208.
No, but then with mobile numbers as well, mobile numbers are very different, don't forget. It might start off with 07, but the next 3 digits are pretty different for most mobile phones. Yeah. So I am being kind to you.
No, you are.
And to everyone when I say that it is harder to remember telephone numbers. But I do think that I just about remember all the important numbers. So say I remember home, I remember my parents' mobile, my siblings' mobile as well.
I remember my mum's in St. Lucia. I remember my number. I remember my home number. I know the number at work. I think that's about it.
But then what more do you need to remember? Because you obviously don't necessarily dial the other numbers that often, yeah, not to remember them.
Yeah, but if you ain't got a phone, you know. And you don't dial anymore, you just go, Phil.
Tap the name,
Or whoever it might be. Phil, do you... I know this is probably a stupid thing to do, but let me just ask you. You don't put your card phone, your card numbers, your security numbers in your mobile, do you?
What, for debit cards and such like?
Yeah, because there are so many that I've got now for different things. You don't put them down anywhere, do you? You don't write them and put them in your what? You don't do anything. They're all in your head, right?
No, I don't write down my PIN numbers
It's a really silly thing to do, isn't it?
It's not a silly thing to do, but I wouldn't make it obvious that it is that. Say, for example, if you had to make a note of your PIN number, perhaps what you could do is make up an imaginary name in your contacts list and maybe start it off as an 0207 number, maybe just put a random whatever three digits you want, and then the last four digits of that number could be your PIN. You could do that.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
What a geek.
That's a geek. I'm going to grow up. Not a nerd. I want to be a geek. Okay, so we've had some time to sit down, assess and analyse now. iPhone 5. Seeing more and more people with it. Rosa out there has got it, and you would imagine she would. She's a slave to technology. She's got it playing with it in her hand.
A slave to technology. Welcome to my world.
Yes, yes. Is it worth the hype? Because I've spoken to a lot of people about this now. Let me put some theories to you. I know you like my theories. Because certainly with the new Nokia phone that's coming out, the HTC, BlackBerry have a new monster that's coming out, and Samsung, that these other phones, they're updated constantly. So Apple are not leading anymore. They are following. But what happens is, when you buy into Apple, you buy into a way of life. And that's basically what we're talking about. What would you say to that?
Well, I definitely think that, as we mentioned last time, that the iPhone 5 is more evolution rather than a revolution. And unfortunately, as a result of it, I personally find iPhone 5, dare I say it, a little bit disappointing. Because from what I've seen of it, the biggest advantage, if you can even call it an advantage, is the larger size to the phone. It is definitely lighter, it's thinner, we've talked about all of that. But I can't say that I can actually see something in the iPhone 5 that would make me think I've got to get rid of my iPhone 4S now and change to it. Because the truth is, there isn't. You can run iOS 6, which has got the major differences, on a 4S already, or indeed an iPhone 4. You don't have to have a 4S. I just don't personally feel that there's anything in an iPhone 5 that makes me want to run off and get one.
Except when I look at Rosa, apart from thinking, oh dear, I know she's got the most up-to-date phone there is. And if that's your world, that's quite important, isn't it?
It probably would be pressure to stay up-to-date. I actually know one or two people who would always go for the latest and greatest just because it was that. Nothing to do with that they are excited by what they're about to get. They would just want to say, oh, look at me, I've got the latest phone. It's not my style. I don't think that iPhone 5 personally is much to go mad about. But I do think iOS 6, that we were talking about very briefly earlier on, I do believe that that has got some good improvements to it. And I would definitely say that if your device is capable of running it, then that is definitely worth upgrading to.
Let me ask you a question, because you said, look, you know, there are people who will be with the 4 and with the 4S who, you know, talking about, and actually some of those phone companies are being very generous with the amount of money they're actually offering to take those phones off of you now. £185 or so somebody got offered for the 4S with the 64 gig memory. There is a theory by my most careful and closest of friends, Robbie. And Robbie's theory is this. I am just full of these theories, aren't I?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
That what they do is they get you in effectively a hire purchase scheme because you were tied to a contract for 24 months. Now, if you look at the iPhone 5 now, it looks shiny and new. I dare say if we knew Rosa Doherty in 24 months' time, that would look like a brick, that phone. But she's tied into it with that phone. And actually, the way forward is to get whatever phone you think is the best phone for you. Yes. And get the SIM-only deal. Because you're paying over 24 months a lot more than you would if you just bought the phone. Have you toyed with the idea of getting SIM-only and getting your phone separately? Or do you think, oh, God, I just can't be bothered with that. I prefer to be tied in and not have to pay any money up front.
Well, I did actually go for a SIM-only option myself, would you believe, not so long ago, when it came to the iPhone 3G. Oh, no, 3GS. I didn't have a 3G. iPhone 3GS, which was the phone... Not the last one, not the one before that.
I know, the curved one.
So there you go. Yes, the one with a bit of a curved edge to it. And I decided to buy the iPhone 3GS outright because I thought, this is ridiculous. The amount I'm paying per month equates to a darn sight more than as if I was to just buy the phone in one hit. But I was very fortunate to be in the position to do
that. Well, you could do that.
There's a lot of people who would say, well, hang on, I haven't got £500 spare to go and go splashing out on a new mobile. At least if I pay monthly, granted I might be paying a little bit more.
It's not a little bit more.
All right, okay, I'm trying to be kind, but granted I might be paying quite a lot more than as if I was to buy it outright, but I just simply can't do it. It's not feasible. And I can understand why people do go down the route of contract, but
24 months? When I started, Philip, it was 12 months. The last time I went in, she said, 2 years. You're tied in for 2 years.
I do remember, actually, when it went up to 18 months, that most people were quite shocked at this prospect. But how dare you make me spend my hard-earned money with you for that length of time? And indeed, 24 months is actually now the normal. And it does seem very strange that it's almost a step backwards, because in years gone by, where mobile phones weren't coming out quite as rapidly as they are now, you almost got to a situation where you came for an upgrade and you just decided, well, I might as well go for the same phone. I actually don't like anything that's out
there. I remember that. But technology has gone so quickly now, you would never go for the same phone.
Exactly. Now technology is so rapid that it's almost now's the time we want 12-month contracts just so we can keep up to date. But no, sadly, gone are those days.
Have you ever wondered, though, geek as you are, where we can go with this next? We've got, 10 million pixel kind of phones which hold all your data, which... match with your computer at home. You can swap things via Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. You can pay bills, book theatre tickets. You can do everything you want. Have you wondered how far we can go with this? What's next?
Well, there was one bit of technology that I was personally really disappointed not to see come into the iPhone 5, which a lot of people did anticipate as well, which was going to be this theory that you could have your cards, Oyster cards, debit cards and all of that, where you would just be able to tap the phone on various chips.
That's next, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm sure that will be next. I actually believe that it will mean, even here at our very own BBC, where we have electronic doors all over the place, where we have to go in, tap electronic
passes. Oh, you stick a code
in. It could be into that. So, you never know.
Yeah, it means you're going to have to take the phone every single place with you. I've been told that the new iPad mini is going to be Wi-Fi only. What does that mean? And that certainly was what we're going to... thanks, Norman. Appreciate your question, because we're hearing about the S3 mini and the iPad mini. Smaller is better, which is good for you and me, Phil. Let's clarify this for Norman, shall we?
Indeed, yes. Amongst the vertically challenged that we are, Ed, I'm afraid that it would appear that there's a bit of a mini craze starting in the world of technology. iPad mini is inevitable. We don't know when it's going to be just yet. It hasn't officially been announced as the release date, but we do know that it's in the works. There's been a couple of images released online in various forums, and I've no doubt to... think that they are genuine photos along the line there, because
it won't be Wi-Fi only, though, will it? I mean, that's what Norman Akabi's saying.
Well, there are rumours, and
really?
I have to be honest, I think Norman has picked up on one of the rumours that may very well be true. It will be that you can only use your iPad mini within a Wi-Fi area.
Well, why would you buy it? I mean, don't get me wrong. My iPad, I got it with the chip in it, or you know, and goodness knows it's an awful lot more. I mean, you have to pay. But I just wanted to be able to be online wherever I was and whatever I was doing. And I have mates who say, well, why? There's so many hotspots now that you can quite easily find a Wi-Fi zone.
Well, I think that if you're thinking about it, technically speaking, the reason why they probably can only make it Wi-Fi only is because of its scaled down size. I imagine that there isn't quite the same room within that device that there would be, say, in a full-size device. Now, you could turn around and say to me, well, hang on a second, Phil, you've got mobile phones that have 3G in them, so why on earth wouldn't you be able to fit it into an iPad mini, which is definitely larger than a mobile phone? The answer is because there are different features within. I don't know what those features are just yet for definite, because it hasn't been confirmed by Apple. But all I do know is that indeed one of the rumors going around is that it will be Wi-Fi only, and that it's more likely it will be fitted with the Lightning connector. Do you remember we said last time for yes. iPhone 5, this was the new connector that's knocked everyone's noses out of joint, because suddenly they have a whole load of accessories and chargers and everything like that that are rendered a little bit useless.
Well, yeah, and the new card, the new SIM that goes in the iPhone 5 is smaller as well. But it looks to me like if the iPad is the mini, then that's getting closer to what that big old monster is that the S3 came out with. I don't know if you've seen those bigger phones or smaller tablets. And then with the S3 mini, that gets closer to the iPhone 5. So these Samsung and Apple are in a big old fight.
I think that that is very much what it boils down to. It is just simply major players trying to keep up with each other and trying to give everyone an excuse to buy solely with them. And I believe that that's what this is mainly about. You suddenly see iPad mini. I can't see much of an argument to go for an iPad mini over an iPad or an iPhone. And exactly the same way, I can't really see much of an argument to go for an S3 mini over an S3 or a Samsung Galaxy Note, which is the tablet. So if we have a look at the S3 mini, have a look at a couple of the differences between that, you'll notice that when you hold a mini and an S3 in your hand, that the mini comes in at 9.9 millimeters thick, which is actually thicker than the S3, the larger one. Again, I anticipate because they're trying to cram technology into a smaller space, you see. The S3 is 8.6 millimeters thick. And looks-wise, pretty much the same, scaled-down version of the S3. The main thing to note, though, and this is a huge disappointment, I think, considering how amazing the graphics are on the S3. The graphics on the S3 Mini are not going to be anywhere near as good because the resolution will be a mere 400 by 800 versus 720 by 1280. Now, even if you don't understand pixel technology, which I don't expect anyone to really think, goodness me, step back in horror, you just need to hear the numbers and know clearly the difference is quite dramatic and not great, if I'm honest. Do I see a need for an iPad mini, an S3 mini? No. I can't see why you'd go for it, Ed.
No, I know. And certainly we're waiting for, as I say, Nokia coming out with a brand new phone. We're waiting for what's happening with that BlackBerry, who are having a tough time. And if it wasn't for BB Messenger, they may well be already out of business. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about Windows 8. Phil, come back and we'll do it again very soon. It moves so quickly. We need to get you in as often as possible. That's our technology expert, Phil Dave, keeping us abreast of what's happening, what's new, and why you might want to have it.